The ruling centers around a teenager who privately recorded a conversation between her and her stepfather, Richard McDade, who she said was abusing her for 6 years until she was 16 years old.
McDade made it very, when she went with the recordings, asked her for sex, said that if you don't have sex with me, I'll be sick. If you tell, I'm doing you a favor by not telling because they'll send you back to Mexico. Let's keep in mind who this man was. He was an ice cream truck driver to gain access to children.
That's victim's advocate Lauren Book reading from the brief. She says while she understands the ruling, she's disappointed the only avenue the girl had to tell her story was thrown out in court just because of the state's two-party consent rule.
We'll be working with the Florida legislature to ensure that an exemption is created to the private recording laws so that we may bring these sexually deviant behaving individuals who offend against children to justice. Looking at 16 years and under, you know, children who are stuck in an abusive situation have so few tools to protect themselves and find a way to escape. And too often, as we saw in this case, children are not believed when they disclose abuse.
In this case, the girl's mother, two ministers, and her doctor did not believe her. Book, who's worked on several legislation before to help victims, says she feels for the girl since she was in a similar situation after she was sexually abused by her nanny when she was 11 years old to age 16. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.